Hello, and welcome to the Hillsborough School District's weekly podcast, available on the HSD website and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Beth from Communications, and these are your top stories for the week of December 2nd, 2024. Oregon released its December economic and revenue forecast on Wednesday, November 20th. The forecast showed significant surges that are projected to generate an additional $982.5 million in net general fund and lottery resources for the 2023-25 biennium, compared to the September 2024 forecast. The projected personal kicker jumped to $1.792 billion, up from $987 million, and the projected corporate kicker grew to $1.024 billion, up from $882.8 million. Corporate kicker funds will be required to be spent on K-12 education during the 2025-27 biennium. None of the additional resources are available to schools in the current school year. Growth in projected net general fund and lottery revenues in the 2025-27 is significant, with an increase of $2.337 billion from the September 2024 forecast. This includes an additional $945 million in 2023-25 revenue being carried over to the 2025-27 budget cycle. By contrast, the corporate activities tax, which is the funding source for the Student Success Act, saw a small dip in projected revenue for the 2025-27 biennium, a decrease of $40.1 million compared to the September forecast. Even with the positive revenue news, K-12 advocates still need to make a clear and convincing case to invest in our public schools to meet the increased and increasingly complex needs of our students in the 2025 session. There are significant needs and requests for investments in affordable housing and homeless services, mental health and addiction programs, and other critical state services that will be competing for funding. There is also a great deal of uncertainty at the federal level as we await potential changes to economic policies, federal taxes, potential new tariffs, and changes in funding for federal entitlement programs. These federal-level economic policies can have significant impacts on Oregon's economic outlook and the state budget in 2025. While we await Governor Kotek's recommended budget release in early December, we urge all constituents to review our legislative advocacy packet for a concise history and overview of school budgeting in Oregon and its impact on the Hillsborough School District. Pages 2 through 5 provide this background information, and the appendices on pages 6 through 16 are the various advocacy materials we prepared earlier this fall. Our featured students are a group of six high school juniors and seniors turning college dreams into reality through the transformative UNCF Portfolio Project. This initiative has been opening doors for minority students across Oregon and Washington since 2006. The program's comprehensive approach features 14 consecutive Saturday boot camp sessions in which students receive comprehensive mentorship and support ranging from SAT preparation to scholarship guidance. In addition, this year's junior participants will have an extraordinary opportunity, sponsored by Alaska Airlines, to embark on a week-long tour of historically Black colleges and universities in March. Way to go, students and mentors. You make us proud to be HSD. Read more on our website. On Thursday, November 21st, the Oregon Department of Education released at-a-glance school and district profiles for the 2023-24 school year. The profiles are designed to provide a consistent set of school and district-level information to local communities. They contain previously released assessment data for last school year, previously released graduation data for the class of 2023, and some new data for the 2023-24 school year. You can find the districts and each school's at-a-glance profile in the accountability section of our website. Additional information can be found in ODE's press release and on their at-a-glance profiles and accountability details page. The fifth of six vaccine events for students hosted by Virginia Garcia Memorial Health Center takes place on Tuesday, December 3rd from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at our school-based health center located on the Century High School campus. Visit our website for more information. The next meeting of our Educational Equity Advisory Committee takes place on Monday, December 9th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. in the Administration Center Boardroom. Public seating is available, and there is also an option to participate virtually. Families are invited to join a conversation and learn practical strategies for talking with youth about wellness, substance use, and prevention. The event takes place from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday, December 11th at PCC Willow Creek. Youth contact therapist Priscilla Lenarud's Grupo de Padres Mental Health Discussion Series for Spanish-speaking families continues with a session on understanding suicide and self-harm from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, December 4th via Zoom. Right now, there are dozens of unaccompanied youth in HSD. Second Home helps match those students with volunteer host families, allowing them to focus on their education and finish high school. To learn more and get involved, please visit emo-secondhome.org. Students ages 8 to 13 are invited to participate in the Elks Hoop Shoot, an exciting free throw competition at Imlay Elementary School on Saturday, December 7th. Participation is free, and winners in each age group will receive trophies and basketballs, as well as an invitation to the district competition in Seaside, Oregon, on Saturday, January 11th, 2025. Now in its 12th year, Giving Tuesday is a global movement that inspires hundreds of millions of people to give, collaborate, and celebrate generosity amid the traditional post-Thanksgiving frenzy of consumer deals and sales. Many nonprofit organizations have lined up matching funds for donations that come in on Tuesday, December 3rd, so it's an ideal time to support the causes that are important to you. Open enrollment for healthcare coverage through the Oregon Health Plan and the Oregon Health Insurance Marketplace runs through Wednesday, January 15th, 2025. This is the time to apply for financial assistance and enroll in a health plan for 2025. Mark your calendars for the 25th annual Hillsborough Schools Foundation Gala and Auction, inspiring and empowering for 25 years. This silver anniversary will be celebrated in style with a black tie theme, delicious dinner, fabulous auction items for bidding, and the opportunity to contribute funds that will support HSD students. The event takes place on Saturday, February 22nd, 2025 at Northwest Events and Environments. Individual ticket and table sponsorship information is available at hsfonline.org. Attention staff, if you are enrolled in MOTA Plan 5, Kaiser 2B, or were a licensed or classified employee enrolled in Kaiser 3 for the 2023-24 plan year, you may have money waiting for you. Attend the virtual HRA Q&A session from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. on December 2nd to learn more. All staff are encouraged to review the inclement weather reporting memo for their classification type before bad weather hits, so they know what is expected of them during weather-related delays and closures. Memos can be found on the staff links page of our website. That's all for the week of December 2nd, 2024. Additional information and more stories can be found in our weekly hot news publication in your email or on our website at hsd.k12.or.us. I'm Beth, and as always, we are proud to be HSD. Have a great week.